So I've come down to the business centre here in Wivenhoe. And we know there's many, many fine businesses, facilities, different organisations trading here at the business centre. One of the most recent ones that has just emerged, people are starting to find out about in Wivenhoe, which I think has got plenty of potential, so I've come to find out a bit more. It's called Open Space. And I have very kindly got some time with Sarah, who is the owner of Open Space. So I guess really, first of all, Sarah, well, welcome. An obvious first question, what on earth is Open Space?
Well, Open Space is a new venue in Wivenhoe. It's a studio space. It's a reasonably large room with a beautiful oak floor, white walls, nice lighting, a bit of natural light as well, and has a small second room which can be used for tea and coffee making and having a little chat and some socialising after your class. And it's been open since the end of April, and I'm very pleased with how it's going so far.
And so it's a new space, a new facility where people in the town can hire out. I guess with probably fairly specific ideas in mind, which we'll touch upon maybe later. But where did the idea come from for you to open up this new venture, please?
Well, in the last few years, I've been doing quite a lot of self-development work, and I've been doing yoga, Pilates, quite a lot of work on my own well-being. And I felt it was a good idea to bring some of this to Wivenhoe, to create a space in which people in Wivenhoe can attend classes, can go to workshops, can put on their own events. So it's a community space and also one which is available to hire by anybody.
Yeah, which we know some local groups and also local businesses have already been doing. And so you've been in operation, set up here, not very long, a couple of months, I gather. In that short space of time, who so far has been using this new facility, please?
Well, the very first users were the Wivenhoe Open Air Shakespeare Company, who have been rehearsing here and are due to put on their show at the end of July, I think. So they found it a great space to work in. We also have yoga classes, Pilates classes. We've had Om Healing here. Homeopath has been practicing from the small room. And I've got interest in from various other teachers for September.
And I guess sort of going towards that health and well-being angle, it's going to be hopefully the main interest here, because we'll take some photos and I'll hopefully put them on my blog. But it is a very kind of clean and sort of safe environment that that you've got in place here. And so certainly if you want to be on mats and stretching, it is very, very comfortable, a very, very good setting for it.
Yes, I have had very good feedback from the teachers that have been using the space, and I do, you know, keep it very clean. It's a beautiful floor, and it's a space in which people really enjoy working and enjoy being. I've made a big effort to make it like that. Yes.
And do you think, Sarah, do you think there's a definite need for this extra facility, this extra space here in Wivenhoe?
Yes, I firmly believe that. I think Wivenhoe is a large community with a lot of creative people, a lot of people who like doing things on their doorstep. And we have the William Lovelace Hall, which is a large space. But this space is medium-sized and at a fairly reasonable cost and available to individuals and groups to really do what they like, to come and use it as they wish.
What kind of numbers do you think? So for people to feel quite comfortable staging a class or perhaps a small workshop in here, what kind of size is the space?
Well, it's about 24 feet by 18. And we've had classes of up to about 10 people in terms of mat classes. We've had a self-development workshop where we had 10, I think, as well. So I'd say, you know, comfortably 10 to 12. But doing a choir, for instance, you could probably have 20, 25 people. So it depends what you're doing, really. But yes, it's a reasonable size room.
Yeah, I know certainly the open-air Shakespeare folk, talking 20 or so adults, 5 kids or so, getting highly active together, and it was comfortable. It was good. A final question. So Open Space, we know you're physically down here at the business centre, but if people want to perhaps make any kind of inquiry or get in touch, what might be a good route for there, please?
Well, at the moment, the best way to contact me is by email. The email address is info@openspace.uk.com. And from September, there will be an Open Space website where all the classes and so on will be advertised. But if you want to email me, I can then email you the list of events taking place.
Okay, wonderful. I'll put the email address on my blog. People can maybe click through. We're going to take some photos now, so hopefully our descriptions match up with what is in here. That has been Sarah, who is the owner of this new facility, so Open Space at the Business Centre here in Wivenhoe. Yeah, thank you for your time.